The third annual Vet Aid 17 was conducted at the Oahu Veterans Cemetery Saturday. U.S. Vets provides homeless services at Barber's Point in Kalailoa. Outreach coordinator Macy Seva-Aitasi says greater demand has resulted in stepped-up capacity.
We used to have a little over 100 beds to serve veterans in the homeless capacity. Now we have close to 130 beds on the island of Oahu. We've also expanded our rapid rehousing homeless prevention programs. So right now we're currently serving 93 male veterans and 10 female veterans in our transitional housing.
Seva-Aitasi says the 9% increase in the January 2017 homeless veterans point in time count on Oahu could be due to improved methodology and better contact. Erica Lemkool is 40 years old and a retired Army First Sergeant.
I retired Friday. I have 23 years total from the Army. I joined when I was 17.
She says veterans have support services available to them, so other than mental illness or substance abuse, there's little excuse for any veteran to be homeless. She also says there are many fake veterans out there.
There are a lot of people that stand on the side of the road with signs that say, homeless veteran, can you donate a dollar or something like that? And I'll stop and talk to them because I do give money sometimes to people on the side of the road. And oftentimes when you start questioning them, it's people who really never served. They're just lying. So I think that the perception that there is a ginormous amount of homeless veterans is a little bit out of proportion just because people try to use that angle to get more money panhandling.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Pacific Islands Healthcare System, headquartered at Tripler Army Medical Center, has a key role in veterans' homeless services and treatment. The system has been without a permanent director since February last year, but has come under fire by some veterans who oppose the appointment of Jennifer Gutowski. Gutowski was acting director at the Southern Arizona VA Health System when it was investigated for zeroing out patient wait times and awarding physician bonuses. Gutowski was not charged with any wrongdoing and disagrees with her critics.
They reference an ORG, or Office of Inspector General, report that was done, and that was during the tenure that I was there, and I fully cooperated during that time. And I can tell you that I worked really hard with the staff and with veterans to address any of those issues that were brought to light.
Gutowski was promoted to Pacific Islands Director and has been on the job 1 week. She vows to do everything she can to improve services for veterans.
It's very personal to me. So not only is this a job, but my father is a Vietnam veteran who receives care from the VA. In fact, he'll be joining me out here in the fall to receive care here. So it's personal to me.
According to the VA, there are more than 87,000 military veterans on Oahu, with 449 reported homeless. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.